I'm at Brantwood, the former home of John Ruskin, in the Lake District on the shores of Lake Coniston, looking across to the old man of Coniston, the famous fell that rises behind the little town. And I've come to see a 21st century lithophone, which is what you've just been hearing. It's the latest and most extraordinary development of a tradition of playing on musical stones, stones that are found in the Lake District and, when hit with a drumstick, produce a musical note. It doesn't apply to all stones, but they've got plenty here where it does work. The geological advisor was Murray Mitchell.
There are four stones that have been selected for this instrument. Three of them are metamorphic rocks, and the first one that Bobby has just hit is the Highfell Quarry Green Slate.
Highfell Quarry Green Slate. We'll just hear that again.
It's a Borrowdale volcanic ash. The next one to look at is the original Sin and Gill metamorphic rock, which is included to connect it with the famous Richardson piano all those years ago.
This is the one from Skiddaw, from the mountain of Skiddaw. The 21st Century Lithophone will be launched on Thursday, the 19th of August, by Dame Evelyn Glennie at Brantwood, Ruskin's former home in the Lake District on the shores of Lake Coniston, where it will be kept in future and where people will be able to play it. And as they play, particularly with the iRock, they'll be able to see interactive displays on the wall on computer screens showing where the stone that they're playing came from and giving information about it and about its shape and about its texture, all these things which go to give the different notes.
Mm-hmm.